I said we had spoken about that pistis means allegiance, but pistis does not always mean allegiance in the scriptures. And I want to give you three examples where pistis may not refer to allegiance and what it implies in those three scenarios. We did say, however, for the case of salvation, is the one we're really focusing on. When salvation is in view, pistis, allegiance is implied. Is it when we looked at obedience of the faith on Sunday? Yes, Sunday? Okay, I hope you learned that. Okay, the first scenario is when Jesus is speaking of believing in his healing power or his mighty deeds, right? When he uses pistis in scenarios concerning his healing power or doing mighty deeds, Jesus uses the word pistis, but in those scenarios, it should not be translated as allegiance or loyalty. It shouldn't be translated as loyalty. Let's look at Matthew 15. Jesus is going to heal this Canaanite woman. Matthew 15. In Matthew 15, we have 21. Jesus went from there, withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Verse 22, behold, a Canaanite woman from the region came out, crying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon, but did not answer a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, O God, send her away, for she's crying out after us. He answered, I was not sent to the Lord, I was sent only to the Lord's sheep, the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. There is a power in healing, in needing. So, Lord, help me. He answered, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She said, yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered, O woman, great is thy pistis. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. So, here, what do you have? Even if he said to her, great is your pistis. Your daughter is healed instantly, verse 28. What was in view here was her trust in Jesus' ability. It wasn't loyalty to him as a ruler. It wasn't loyalty to him as a king. Interestingly, in that story, she did refer to him as son of David, or Lord. Lord, son of David, have mercy. So somebody could say she's recognizing his royal authority. Well, this is a phrase she has had, but she's not. she's not thinking or talking in terms of allegiance. She's just had, this is the Lord, the Son of David, is going around healing the sick. So she calls out or stresses or appeals to her trust in that ability of his to heal. And that's what Jesus calls, great is your pistis. So great is your pistis there can be translated as great is your faith, not great is your loyalty. Great is your faith, or great is your trust. Which is trusting in a particular ability of Jesus to heal the sick. So when you have faith alluded to in those healing miracles of Jesus, when you have pistis alluded to, you are dealing with trust in the ability to heal. That's why you see crusades, Muslims get healed, Catholics get healed. Everybody gets healed. Even people who just come, they say, and sometimes people say,
Zendi Muslim, Nente Kakoyo Musumba, Yasusavida, and two one every weekend. The person is saying what? Zendi Muslim, that's how they lead.
Okay. So they are not transferring allegiance to Jesus,
but they have put their trust in the healing ability. And you have also humanists. So you have all these people who say they like the teachings of Jesus. You have it to say, we love the teachings of Jesus. He's a good man. He did well. That's it. But he's no Lord. Did not dry. He's not enthroned as king. He's not Lord for them. So don't let that thing confuse you. And something that confuses people. You look at all the people who came and say, wow, look at all those souls of God. They're not all what? Souls of God. How many of those gathering souls? I know people who go to fellowships because it is fun. Somebody said, I like that meeting. There is vibe. In a church meeting, someone said, I like the meeting because the pastor inspires me. If you hear that as a pastor, that someone likes you because you inspire them, you go and wash, cover yourself with sackcloth. Because the person is just saying, you are an inspirational speaker, you are a motivational speaker. How many of us have some motivational speakers like Sinek? The guy's called something Sinek, great speaker. Vusi is a good speaker. Yeah, there are very many good speakers. Yeah. Some say Vivek or what, all those beautiful, wonderful CEOs. You can like them. You can even follow them. Right? Yeah. There are even books. I got a book I'm going to read now. It was done by, I think, a psychologist. And read it, and it's a good book. But I've not put my allegiance in the person. So in Matthew 17:20, Jesus says, if you have pistis like a grain of mustard seed, then you can say, move this mountain and be cast into the sea. What is there? Is that allegiance? Could it be? Is it? So allegiance is not an apt translation. Right? Faith is or trust is. So this kind, you're dealing with a confidence displayed in something external. This kind of trust here. This kind of faith. This pistis here is dealing with faith, this confidence in something external or in someone. You know, sometimes you find unbelievers have this. You know, there are some businessmen, when they are telling you, some of the tips they give is have faith. Do you know there are books written by free thinkers? Christians read and apply as though they are written by Christians. Psychology of money. A psychology of money is not a biblical. You have to think. I think the guy says, if you have to think the amount of money you want, I'm going to read that book. Think the amount of money you want. So the manifest using thinking and confession. No, there are people in the secular world who are, who are teaching these things. I think that book has it, Psychology of Money. Psychology of Money, yeah. And then there's Think and Grow Rich. I've read both books. Think and Grow Rich. No, I don't mean when you read the book, you go to hell, but some people get those things and they call them faith principles for wealth. Amen. The writer was not a faith. Richest Man in Babylon, yeah. That book is strange. It has strange elements. I read it too. It had Melchizedek. I think those are some of the things which I was reading. It had the, was it Ephod? That. So the guy was copying some elements from the Bible. He put them in the book. Solomon. He had what? The guy whom he met, the wise guy. forgotten, but it's one of the most probably well acclaimed, loved books. It has a lot of hype. I read it as like, what's the hype?
Yeah. I wanted to be the richest man, right?
Yeah, but it's a good storybook. It's a good storytelling book. Okay, so you're dealing with that. So in that state, pistis referring to confidence displayed in something external or someone. I have faith that Michael will come late. Not that, but like if I say I have faith that Michael will, I have faith that Michael will come through. Does that mean I'm giving allegiance to Michael? No. Just means I trust. Yeah. So that usage of faith is was also there in the Bible. The second one. Pistis sometimes refers to objects or ideas that relate only loosely to allegiance. Think of those like intentions of proof or assurance. It can, you know, it can intend proof or assurance. Acts 17:31. It can intend what? Proof or What verse did I say? 30. He exalted. Okay. Because this is Jesus, God, because God, he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given, what do you have in King James? He has given, but do you know the Greek word is pistis? He has given pistis to all by raising him from the dead. So in other words, he has not given allegiance, he had given a proof or assurance. Because that's what I meant. Sometimes it's an object or idea that relates to allegiance. So he has given proof. So the pistis can stand for proof or assurance to all by raising him from the dead. It can mean an oath. It can mean a pledge. It can mean what? A pledge. That same phrase there, that second part. I'm talking about pistis meaning a pledge. Pistis meaning an oath. I'll give you an example. 1 Timothy 5:12. Pistis does not always mean loyalty or allegiance. 1 Timothy 5:12. Who is there to say amen? Okay. Okay, 11, but refuse to enroll younger widows, for when their passions draw them away from Christ, they desire to marry, and so incur a condemnation for having abandoned their former pistis, their former pledge. In other words, to stay single was like a pledge they made. Okay, so he has called it pistis of faith. So, but then they reach there and they're like, man, I need to be held by biceps. I'm tired of sleeping alone. They abandon the pledge to serve the Lord. And so he's calling it abandoning their faith. They are not abandoning their allegiance to Christ. They just abandon their pledge.
the commitment they made. You know? Yeah. Then third and last, pistuo, the verb, which usually translators believe. Sometimes refers to matters to be believed or affirmed. Okay? It refers to matters to be believed or affirmed, not loyalty. Okay? As a pistuo, the verb refers to matters to be believed, not allegiance. When Jesus was speaking to the blind man, Jesus says, "Do you pistuo that I'm able to do this?" Again, do you believe that I'm able to do this? So the matter is, do you have trust in my ability to do this? Okay, in other words, he's saying, do you accept this claim that I can hear? This claim that I can do something about the situation, or I'm able to do this. So it's not about allegiance there. It's about a particular ability. So when that pistuo is usually followed by that, it's common. Do you believe that? That's what the English would say. Do you pistuo hoti? Do you pistuo hoti in the Greek? So when you see that, it's not talking about giving allegiance, primarily, but giving allegiance, but affirming a statement's trustworthiness or accuracy. It's about affirming what? A statement's trustworthiness or accuracy. So those are some of the scenarios where pistuo and its derivatives, I'm not necessarily talking about allegiance. None of all those cases is a salvation case. You see that?